Good afternoon. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding new WAC 308-500-010 semi-automatic assault rifle fee. This hearing is being held in the Columbia Room at the Washington State Capitol Building in Olympia, Washington at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, June 4, 2019. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-1910056, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on April 30, 2019. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the front of the room. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 941090, effective July 1, 2019. My name is Stephanie Sams, and my title is Senior Policy and Legislative Analyst. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Jennifer Richards is the Public Protection Services Section Administrator, Bo Pershbacher, the Policy and Legislative Director, and Philip White, the Business and Professions Division Deputy Assistant Director. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located at the front of the room. This sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure that hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. That's the concise explanatory statement I mentioned earlier, where I will summarize the comments received and include a response from the agency to those. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they're testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules. For those wishing to provide written comments here, please give them to one of us and we will include them in the formal record. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements from those present. Phil Watson. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Yes. Please sit there.
For the record, Phil Watson with the Firearms Policy Coalition, in opposition to the proposed fees. I just want to point out that when 1639 was placed on the ballot, OFM did an analysis, or they tried to, of 1639, and they determined that they could not determine what the costs would be to implement the initiative. So we're really just guessing here with the $18 fee of what the actual costs would be. So my suggestion would be for the fees to be as low as possible until you actually know what the actual cost of implementing the initiative is. Until then, we're really just guessing. So with that, I'll keep it short and brief.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Jill Mahans.
Milhans. Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Jane Milhans. I'm a NRA certified firearm instructor, and every year I volunteer hundreds of hours teaching women how to use firearms for personal protection and sport. I'm also on the board of the Washington State Rifle and Pistol Association and represent the shooting sports, the gun owners who are involved in the shooting sports, including youth, all the way up to adult. And I am the newly elected president of the Tacoma Rifle and Revolver Club. So I represent a wide variety of firearm owners in this state. And one thing that is a challenge is the fee is supposed to be, as according to the law, offset costs involved. Yet it appears that there is no support at all. I have tried. I have found out from the ATF out of Alaska who is in charge of 1639, which they said was the Department of Licensing. So until those costs can be allocated or shown what they go to, like, for example, our local sheriff's office says they're not hiring. I talked to somebody in the Department of Licensing. They said they're not hiring anybody. So to arbitrarily charge a fee to somebody when there's no additional expenses, I know we all have extra work. We all have to do. I had to come up with curriculum for 1639. To the best of my ability, because there's no direction on that as well. So until we can see where the costs are going, or until we can have support for the extra process, there should not be a fee assessed just to charge a fee. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Mike Silvers.
Mike Silvers, representing Silvers and Company, my own gun shop. I got a major problem with this charging a fee. We don't know what that fee is going to be, because simply because a lot of gun shops are doing data entry for the Department of Licensing when they send email forms in. That's all computerized. This $18 is ridiculous. It's completely out of line with what it should be. It should be more like $5. You done writing?
Yes.
I'm done. This is absolutely crazy. This is just a money grab. Oh, and I think Department of Revenue is going to have a problem here. Taxes all go to them for accounting. They should be going to the Department of Revenue and then out to whatever agency is supposed to get the money.
Shoni Pankook?
Shoni Pankook, the Man Cave Outfitters, gun shop, family owned. So I wasn't going to come up here, actually. I concur. My points were that exactly. There's very little, actually no, that I've read thus far identifying how the fee was derived, what it supports, or how it's allocated. And frankly, currently, DOL processes, or I don't even know what processes mean, they're done. You store them, you file the PTAs currently. There's no fee associated with that. Therefore, this new process, I don't know what that entails. I don't know what more, other than the volume, there will be more of them that you receive. But it doesn't appear, based on anything I've read thus far, that the processing of those is any different than you currently already do. So I guess I would just concur with those that have already come up regarding the fee being a little maybe arbitrary at best. And we should have a clear understanding as to what those fees are allocated for and where they're going to go. Along with that, I think that regarding that fee, I did finally receive instructions from DOL, thank you, regarding the submission of that. I think as a dealer, we're going to need a little more clarity. There's now two places we have to send them because they're different. Not sure why that is, so maybe some clarification as to why the differences are, where we need to send those to you, and how we're supposed to submit that. It says via check, but some people don't use check. Are you expecting the customer's check to come to you, or are you expecting me as a dealer to compile all of those every single day and use a stamp every single day to mail you to applications? So I guess I'm hoping that from you comes a little more clarification and instruction on how you're expecting those fees to be submitted.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Michael? Yeah?
Michael Finley with the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We are the trade association for most shooting ranges, manufacturers, as well as retailers all around the country. We're here today not to testify, but per RCW 42.17A.005, we have some questions that we would like to pass along to our organization and our membership. Primarily, how did the department, DOL, come up with the $18 fee? What was the thought process? Who was involved with that? Was there any scientific backing, economic backing, or was it just, was there an analysis basically upon that? Number two, in terms of the remittance of the fees, just like the previous dealer asked, is that to come during tax time? Is it quarterly? Is it monthly? Is it at point of sale? How would the Department of Licensing want that remittance to occur? Is it via check, electronic? Is it part of their tax? What have you? These are certainly things that I think our organization would like to know so we can pass along to our membership. We'll keep our comments based on 308-500-010 for right now, but we do have other questions for future comment periods. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to testify that I did not call up? Are there any comments, any other comments on the rules?
I just want to testify.
Did I not?
Yeah.
Didn't I say you? Oh, please come up. I'm sorry.
Give it to me.
Michelle?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
Oh, that's okay.
Please.
You saved me for last.
Yes, I did.
I'm Michelle Schreiber, and I represent Verl's Sports Center and Marine in Shelton. First off, I am opposed to all of this. So here's my testament, whatever, questions. Mm-hmm. What is the fee to be used for? Why is there a fee to process a semi-auto rifle when there's no fee for a handgun? Where is that money going to go? With that thought in mind, no matter what fee you're charging, it's too much. To jump forward in that, additional employee time. So as I'm taking my employees to process more paperwork, along with that comes collecting of the fee. Are we taking a check? And I know earlier it's been addressed, but are we taking a check and then sending you the check? Because I don't want to take a bad check for a fee that I have to pay. I don't want to take a credit card because I don't want to pay a percentage dealer fee, like 3% on what we take. Cash is not convenient. I think you all want to get cash in the mail. So then my question along with that, when we're handling this money, we are a Department of Fish and Wildlife licensed dealer. So when I sell you a hunting license, I collect a dealer fee. So is there a dealer fee to cover our time for handling the licensing fee and we send you something less than what your fee you're collecting? And then my other question is how does this affect out-of-state transfers? Whether if we sell something out-of-state or something comes in from out-of-state. Thank you.
Thank you. Those are great questions.
Oh, and I'm not getting your email. So do we have like an email list we can sign up
for? Yes. Yes, we do.
I have a quick question.
Absolutely.
Just put your name and... Mm-hmm. Okay. Thea Christofferson, and I'm a member of TRRC, but I'm not in running it or anything. I have a question that until you know what the cost is going to be with this $18 fee, and let's say the cost ends up being half of that, what happens to the money that you got paid over that amount? Where does it go? Where is it kept? What is it used for? How is it handled? How are you going to use that excess money? And of course, if you're short, then of course you would increase the fee. But if it's over, what's going to happen to that money? That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other testimony or general comments on the rulemaking? Okay. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all of the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.